Regular House of Parliament approved landmark legislation on Tuesday, which would phase out the controversial system of regulated rents. The bill, if it is approved by the Senate and signed by the President, would see sharp rent rises in some 700,000 rent-controlled flats. Rob Cameron has been following the story and joins me now in the studio. Rob, it's 16 years since the fall of communism. Why does the state still control the amount of rent that people pay?
Well, Daniela, as you say, this is very much a legacy of the communist system, though interestingly, it was introduced when Hitler invaded Czechoslovakia in 1939. It was maintained, of course, when the communists came to power, but the system actually survived the fall of communism in 1989, meaning that today there are some 700,000 flats across the country whose tenants pay far below market prices to live in them. This has created a dual system in places like Prague.
Well, what exactly does that dual system mean in practice?
Well, if you'll forgive me, if I can use my own situation as an example, I live in the neighbourhood of Vinohrady, which is where the Czech radio building is located. It's a fairly desirable and a very central neighbourhood. I pay around 10,000 crowns or $410 a month for a 50-metre flat. My neighbour, who's been living in the flat since the 1960s, pays around 3,000 crowns for an identical flat, because the rent on the flat, even though the building is owned by the same private landlord who owns my flat, is controlled by the state.
And under this new bill, that's set to change?
Yes, under the bill, which has been submitted by the Ministry of Regional Development, regulated rents will rise by an average of 14.2% every year for 4 years, starting in January 2007.
So it doesn't end deregulation in one fell swoop, but nonetheless, it is still controversial then.
It is very controversial. Opponents of the bill say it will force people out onto the streets, will drive the poor out of the city centre and create ghettos in the suburbs of Prague. But supporters say it will end the system whereby people who can afford to pay much more pay almost nothing to live in luxurious flats in desirable areas. Organisations such as the OECD, meanwhile, have been pressuring the Czech government for some time to reform the rent market because they say it discourages people from moving to look for work.
So this is obviously a political hot potato, but what about the immediate effect of the bill if it is approved?
Well, if it is approved, then real estate companies say that in desirable cities like Prague, Karlovy Vary, a spa town, Hradec Králové, regulated rents will shoot up and unregulated rents will fall. But in places where the property market is fairly sluggish, like, say, Most in North Bohemia, there's expected to be little or indeed no change in rent prices. So it all depends on the location.
Right. Rob Cameron, thank you for that.